Oh, yes. Fly of those logs. Used to grow them all the time. I have them for a few years. Winter oats and spring oats. Store either one you had in there. You couldn't store them both, of course. But if you wanted to put oats in there, you'd call it the oat bin. If you had oats in there and if you had wheat in there, you'd say they were the wheat bin, a wheat gunner or oat gunner. Most people said a gunner.
You have barley?
Don't raise any. All sometimes do to turn under. Cover crop. Don't use it for no other way. On it to turn, for a green crop to turn under in the spring.
Do we use the word granary?
What?
Granary? Granary?
Granary? Yeah.
What was that?
Well, a granary is a great big building, got different partitions in it for different kind of grain. That's a granary.
Did your father have one?
No.
And you had one?
No, sir.
What do you call this place down here where you have your tools?
Blacksmith shop. Woodhouse, right there stands one. It's called Woodhouse.
You ever use the word shed?
A lot of people say woodshed. But there's a difference in a woodhouse and a woodshed.
What's the difference?
The difference is a woodshed is open all the way around it with a shed up to over it. That is a top over. That's a woodshed. But a wood house is boxed in all the way around, and it's a house on the inside. When everybody just has a shed, top over it, and got their wood piled in there. But in that case, the rain can blow in from every side, you know.
Building for the toilet?
Yeah. And a little toilet down there.
What did your father call that?
Called it the privy. Many years ago now.
Did your family use the same as that?
Well, we do now, but they said then privy. I've got to go to the privy.
What about to keep hogs?
Hog house.
This is a shelter? Is it?
Yeah.
Did you ever have just an enclosure around?
Yeah. Ours did at home. In old days.
What did you call that enclosed area?
Well, we just call it our hog house.
And was this all, the whole thing have a shelter over it?
Yes, sir, had a roof. Two ways.